Hello once again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Matt Zerker. We're speaking to you from Canal Park in Akron. Update on the first pitch for Minster, Jeromesville, Hillsdale. 5:55, been moved forward from 6:05 to 5:55. Our pregame is starting momentarily. It's Minster 22-7, Jeromesville, Hillsdale 27-3. Up next on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear. She started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game. Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in LA, California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
Hot, delicious, home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Digman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Digman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Good afternoon, Frisch's fans. We have a $5 lineup prepared for you today. Coming to the plate first is the veteran, Brawny Lad, followed by Buddy Boy. Batting third will be the international sensation, Suisse Mies. Nailed that accent. And batting cleanup will be our hometown favorite, the Quarter Pound Cheeseburger. Then our spicy chicken sandwich. For the month of June at participating Frisch's Big Boy locations, get these heavy-hitting sandwiches with our signature crinkle cut fries for only $5. You make the call.
Just gotta have them. Big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Hello once again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker. Minster State Championship Baseball is once again on the air here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Minster versus Hillsdale in Ashland County in a state semifinal in Division 4. Later on tonight, it's Toronto against Antwerp. The two winners of these Division 4 semifinals come back on Sunday at 1 for the Division 4 state championship. Minster bidding for state championship number 4 in the last 9 seasons. 25-year head coach Mike Wiss took his team to the state championship game back in 2003, was beaten then by Newark Catholic. That was the year St. Henry won the state title in Division 3. Of course, the Midwest Athletic Conference loaded with outstanding baseball over the years. Coldwater has been the superior club. Coldwater, by the way, is in the Division III state championship tournament, playing tomorrow in a semifinal at 4 p.m. Looking down in the field right now, Matt Zerker, the Hillsdale team, the Falcons warming up. Minster has just left the diamond. Minster, the home team in the state semifinal, and if Minster is victorious, the Wildcats return as the home club in the state championship game on Sunday at 1. Minster Wildcats red hot, 22-7 on the year, having won 12 straight, scoring in excess of 120 runs in those games, holding the opposition to a mere 14. Minster was 4-5 in Midwest Athletic Conference play, a losing record, only 10-7 at one point in the campaign before Minster got on a roll. Starting pitcher today for Minster, left-hander Austin Brown, who won the regional semifinal over Mechanicsburg. Austin, the lefty, has a .7 ERA, 6-0 on the year. His counterpart is Jay Lucard, a big 6'3" lefty for Hillsdale. He throws at 86-87 miles per hour. He's won 10 games, lost none. His off-speed stuff can be hit. Minster timed fastball after fastball in the district. Hillsdale has never been to the state championship tournament being held here in Akron this year. Meanwhile, Minster has been to the state tournament numerous times. It has an outstanding tradition in baseball. How will Hillsdale respond in its first visit to the Final Four in the Ohio High School Athletic Association state tournament? Hillsdale is located in Ashland County. There's two schools, or I should say the three schools, the high school, the middle school, and elementary, are located in two towns, Jeromesville and Hayesville. The high school and middle school in Jeromesville, the elementary in Hayesville. It is just off Route 30, just east of I-71, on the way up here to Akron. Probably a 40, 45-minute drive at the most for Hillsdale fans. Of course, Minster, a good 3-hour-plus jaunt from Auglaize County all the way here to Akron. Not a real well-attended game at this point. We see a smattering of orange and black down to our left along the third base side, and maybe 40 or 50 fans right now attired in blue and gold representing Hillsdale. Weather conditions outstanding. Blue sky all day here in Akron. A temperature in the low to mid-70s, slight wind blowing in from left center field, the northwest, and no chance of rain. I'd like to remind you that we are on the web, online, here on scoresbroadcast.com with Minster State Championship Baseball, thanks to these outstanding underwriting sponsors: American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News. Thanks as well to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy in Tip City. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. The In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call 937-498-7282. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life in Anna Wells Brothers, Inc. Thanks to new underwriting sponsors, Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie and Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney, plus Maury's Landing Restaurant in Minster across from Lake Loramie. Well, earlier this week we had the opportunity to chat with Minster head coach Mike Wiss, and he loved his team's performances in the regional. A tight, pressure-packed 1-0 triumph over Cincinnati Christian in the championship game, and a 13-2 rout of Mechanicsburg when the Wildcats got off to a great start thanks to a long first-pitch home run by Jack Oberding.
I was really happy how we came out of the chute, scoring early. I honestly, the first pitch of the game with Jack hitting home run was a big thing.
Yeah.
But then we kind of didn't get anything in the second and the third, but the fourth and the fifth we woke back up and extended the lead a little bit to get us to the championship game. And Cincinnati came in. They threw a kid that was a little bit softer thrower against us. And, you know, for the longest time, we were stressing in the dugout, staying back, take it to the opposite field, et cetera, et cetera. And yes, we came, yes, we held on with an unearned run to win. We had some really nice pitching in relief by Ethan Lemkel. Outstanding job by him. We played good defense behind him. But I was just, in all my years, there's some things that still amaze you. And one of them was how such soft pitches can get between the ears of a 15 to 18 year old kid and really cause havoc sometimes.
Yes.
And we didn't get out of it very well. And so yesterday we started practice with a 15-minute visualization talk. And, you know, anything can happen down here. Now you're in the Final Four. And so you got to be ready for everything.
And maybe some Mike Wiss batting practice pitching at 65 mph will cure this.
Exactly. They're going to get a steady dose here today. I can promise you that.
Hey, when you get 3 hits and 5 ribbies from August Bainline in the regional semifinal, you're going to win a lot of baseball games.
You know, well, Jack Oberding leads off. Noah Anneking has done a really nice job in the 2-hole. But then you have Heitbrink in the 3. And for a period of time in the early to middle of the year, we didn't have anybody hitting the ball behind Jack Heitbrink. Our 4-hole was a little bit vacant. And August has really stepped up here in the toward the last half of the year, putting a big bat behind Jack Heitbrink. Every time August comes up, the pitcher's in a stretch. Somebody's on base and usually in scoring position.
Sure.
And those 5 ribbies by him, you know, when August Bainline has a pretty straight and narrow kind of kid, you couldn't get that smile off his face Saturday afternoon.
And then junior Trent Retterman, 2 big hits for you against Cincinnati Christian. Niemeyer follows up one of those to give you your scoring threat in which you did produce the unearned run.
Yeah, I think at this time a year, most people are really trying to find out who is their best hitter to stay away from. Who do you want to make sure that you try to keep off base as best you can in steal situations? Number three is stay out of those darn first and third situations because they're killers at this time of year. And four, the bottom of the order of the other team needs to be out.
Yes.
So they're not setting the table for the top of the order coming up.
Right.
And if we can get, like you just mentioned, 6-hole Trent and 8-hole Neems on base, and the Kettner boys in between them at 6 and 9, 7 and 9, you know, have those guys move the baseball, get on a couple times, let Jack Oberding come up with the leadoff. Those are going to be big situations.
Right.
And I continue to tell him, I said, 2-out hits win tournament games.
Sure.
And we had boatloads of 2-out opportunities on Saturday or on Sunday afternoon against Cincy, and we didn't make them pay. The previous 5, 6, 7, 8 games, we did.
Mm-hmm.
So We're going to try to revert back to everything that we knew before Sunday.
And Mike West, head coach at Minster, 25th year. His club is in the state final four at Akron against Jeromesville Hillsdale today as head coach West bids for state championship number four in the last 9 years. What do you know about your opponent? Some gaudy offensive numbers.
They do. They're on paper, this is a really nice baseball team. They're 27-2, 13-1 in their league. Probably the young man that we're going to see on the mound, 6'2 lefty going to Wright State University. He's a 1.0 ERA. He's hitting over 500 with 12 home runs. Now, one man doesn't make a team at this time of year. There's got to be more going with him, but as a team, they're hitting 388.
Wow.
And, you know, we've faced teams like that before.
Sure.
At this point in time, but
and they don't play in the MAC, Jeromesville Hillsdale.
It's something that I can tell you is said nearly every day that we take the field right now, that our schedule prepares us for this.
Yes.
And it's enjoyable to have this opportunity, to have these kids have this opportunity, and to watch baseball be loved by people. You know, to a guy that loves baseball. Not everybody does. I get it. Some people say it's not fast, it's slow, and I get all that. But if you truly understand the intricacies and the strategy behind it, these guys are right now. They want every little bit of information that you can tell them. And they love what they do, and they love what they do with and who they're doing it with.
Minster head coach Mike West before today's game between the Minster Wildcats and the Hillsdale Falcons. As coach noted, this Hillsdale team hits the baseball. Five of the first six hitters averaging 400 or better in terms of batting averages on the year. Five of the first six. And Jay Lucart, the pitcher who hits third, is averaging 505 on the campaign with a dozen homers. Hillsdale played Canton Central Catholic just 2 days ago. That team is in the Division III Final Four. Canton Central Catholic won that game 4-3 with four late runs. Hillsdale now 27-3 officially on the year. Minster coming into today's game 22-7, having reeled off 12 straight triumphs. Minster only 4-5 in the tough MAC, but well prepared and tournament ready for another state championship bid. As we noted a few minutes ago, Austin Brown gets the call for Minster, the left-hander on the mound. Will face a Hillsdale club dominated by right-hand hitters, unlike Mechanicsburg in the regional semi, which featured five lefties against the left-hander Brown. He'll see mostly right-hand hitters in this game today. Austin 6-0 on the year, a .7 ERA. Let's call in Matt Zerker. He's my sidekick here at the Canal Park in Akron, the home of the Akron Rubber Ducks. First off, Matt, you've got to be impressed with this facility. It is outstanding. It's gorgeous. We're in Suite 10 of the National Interstate Insurance suite level rooms. We love our space all by ourselves, a sofa, a grill, running water. Fantastic. We got used to delays last weekend in Springfield. Another one today. We're 2 hours behind, but just a few minutes away from enjoying baseball.
Yeah, we're finally getting ready to go after that Division I semifinal, went 13 innings, won by Cleveland St. Ignatius, but it's been worth the wait. It's been a beautiful day here in Akron. Sometimes it's hard to say that. It's kind of a running joke, but it's been worth the wait. Great facility. We didn't know what to expect when we drove up here today, and it's exceeded the expectations.
It is a very interesting park. I would match it right with Fifth Third Field in Dayton, or even better. A lot of picnic-like seating, tables with awnings and umbrellas down the left field and right field lines, a good 20-30 rows up off field level. As we look out over the horizon, we see the Akron Children's Hospital beyond the left field foul pole to the right up above. Along the right field line, PNC Bank along that skyline. Unusual park in that the outfield fence is very uneven, a lot of nooks and crannies, very jagged, although it's 331 down both lines and 400 to a corner in straightaway center. First Energy has got a big advertisement on the boards in left center. It's the First Energy Power Alley. And the Cleveland Clinic has signage in deep right center. The two bullpens are beyond the outfield fence in right center. A good 100 feet or so from home plate to the backstop, then it narrows to maybe more like 60 feet between the bases and the dugouts alongside the lines at third and first. And then it's quite narrow, a warning track only 5-6 feet of width down the left field line in the corner, down the right field line in the corner. And, of course, a warning track circles the entire outfield. Let's set Minster for you defensively. Minster, the home team in the state semifinal and in the state championship game on Sunday, should the Wildcats win today and advance. Of course, the battery, pitcher, catcher, Austin Brown on the mound, .70 ERA, 6-0 on the year. The lefty will face two right-hand batters and a lefty in the opening frame from Hillsdale. It's Adam Kettner calling signals behind the plate. In the outfield, left to right, Eric Schmidt left field, Jack Oberding in center, and Jacob Niemeyer in right. Third to first around the infield, Mike Kettner at third base, Trent Retterman at short, Noah Enneking at second, and Jack Heitbrink at first. Hillsdale batting order 1-9, Garrett Goodwin, the number two pitcher. He is second on this club on the mound behind feature starter Jay Lucart. Goodwin begins the game at shortstop, a .443 hitter on the year. Karsten Betson is the catcher, 45 runs scored for Betson. He bats in excess of .400 on the season. He is a junior. The third batter in the lineup, pitcher Jay Lucart, a dozen homers, nearly 50 hits, .505 batting average, 54 ribbies for the left-hand batting Lucart. The cleanup man is Brian Funk, junior third baseman, .341 average. Ty Williams, a left-hand batting sophomore, bats in the sixth hole. He's got five homers on the year, .400 average. He's got four triples, by the way. Williams at second base, batting in the number five spot. I might have mentioned the six. He hits in the fifth spot behind Lucart third, Funk in cleanup. Then batting sixth is Garrett Kreitz. He too pitches, comes out of the bullpen often. He's the DH senior, .409 batting average. Evan Roteman, spelled R-O-T-T-M-A-N, pronounced Roteman. He's the right fielder, .350 average on the year, eight doubles a junior. Hitting in the eighth spot, Clay Shane, S-C-H-O-E-N, a junior first baseman, a .357 mark on the year. And center fielder Garrett Smith, the senior, hits in the number nine spot. Kreitz is the DH for Brooke Haverstock, who plays in left field. In a similar fashion, Minster will DH for left fielder Eric Schmidt with cleanup hitter August Mainline. That sets the stage for this game between Minster and Jeromesville Hillsdale. We'll refer to them as Hillsdale or the Falcons all evening long. Of course, Minster as the Wildcats or the Cats throughout the evening. So don't miss out on great new inventory always available to you at Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. You'd better get going to Goffney right now. That's Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Extremely high-quality furniture priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. For added savings, go to the Goffney website, goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. And ask about a new feature in the last year at the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center. You can find the perfect fitting mattress. Just try one out. It will measure you from head to toe how your weight fits the mattress, and you'll find the perfect fitting one for you at the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a founding sponsor of ScoresBroadcast.com. It manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors all over the world. LaCal supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And the present corporation was established in Jackson Center in 1982. Locally, LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarships. And ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago thanks to support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Well, Matt, let's take a one-minute break. Let's hear from another one of our fine sponsors before we return with the top of the first inning. Jeromesville Hillsdale, the visiting club, Minster, the home team. Wildcats will take the field first. Top half of the opening inning coming up in a moment. Minster, Jeromesville Hillsdale, Division 4 state semifinal on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
That's a good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
This is Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker once again at Canal Park in Akron, the home of the Akron Rubber Ducks. We're just a moment away from the first pitch of the Division IV state semifinal between Minster and Jeromesville Hillsdale. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972 is Barker Insurance. It's earned a reputation second to none. And for multiple years now, Barker is the number one most valued agency in the area, according to newspaper surveys. At 9040 North County Road 25A, north edge of Sydney, Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, to name just a few, you're always covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Well, Matt, I think it's very important for Minster's opponent, Hillsdale, to get off to a good start. It's a club that's never been here to the state Final Four baseball tourney. Minster's become a regular in the last dozen years or so, and Hillsdale needs, I think, to get a lead. I think it will be a great advantage if Minster gets out in front with the experience and tradition on the Wildcat side.
And especially being the home team.
Yep.
That's going to be a big factor, too. Just, you're always going to know that you always have that final at-bat in your back pocket.
Yeah, interestingly enough, Minster was the away club twice in the regional. If Minster wins this state semifinal, the Wildcats will be the home team in the state championship game on Sunday at 1, which will once again be covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. National Anthem is upcoming. We'll take a moment's break, then return with the first pitch. Minster Hillsdale on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com. Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Thanks to Wells Brothers Inc. in Anna, another fine underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Wells Brothers Inc. has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Mr. Wildcats have taken the field. Austin Brown chose the mound. Adam Kettner behind the plate. Austin's out pitch is oftentimes the slider. It's a sharp breaker. He'll use it for sure on lefties. And he features a nifty changeup against the right-hand batters if he gets ahead in the count. Head coach Mike.
Austin had a little bit of a struggle early going in that regional semifinal against Mechanicsburg, but was able to work around it. Hopefully he'll be off to a little stronger start here today.
Yeah, head coach Mike Wiss, Matt, told me that oftentimes if Austin struggles, it's the first inning or two of a game. He's got closer's mentality. He likes the pressure cooker situations. And sometimes with none on and the game just getting underway, he doesn't concentrate quite as hard and doesn't throw strikes quite as frequently. So I think it's important for Austin to get off a good start, keep Hillsdale off the board here in the top of the first inning.
Well, how many times do you see it on TV and they keep saying about the good pitchers, you got to get to them early because if you don't, they get into a groove and you have no chance.
Yep, and these state semifinal games have gone according to script so far here at Akron. A low scoring. In fact, Springboro was blanked by Mentor's ace earlier today in a Division I state semifinal. Pitching dominated that game. Mentor won it 4-0. And then pitching for 13 innings was excellent in the Cleveland St. Ignatius win over Hilliard Derby, 4-3 in 13. And because of the length of that game, the longest game ever in Ohio High School Athletic Association baseball tournament history, we have a late start, a good 2 hours behind here for this state semifinal between Minster and Hillsdale, which leads off with Garrett Goodwin, the shortstop, and he's retired on the game's second pitch. A line fly to center. Jack Olberding zipped in and picked it off waist high. The ball was tagged, but Austin Brown records an out, one up, one gone for Hillsdale here in the top of the first inning. Second hitter, Karsten Betson, B-E-T-S-O-N, a junior catcher. 45 runs scored on the year, 4.12 batting average. Steps in from the right side. He takes a ball and a strike. 1-1 on Betson and steps out of the box. Garrett Goodwin looked at a ball on the game's first pitch, then rifled a shot to center, which Oberding picked off. Swing and a miss by Betson. He is out on strikes. I may have mistakenly referred to the first pitch as a ball. It was an 0-2 count. My error. Betson down swinging, two gone.
Nice job by Adam Kentner hanging on to that foul tip for the third strike.
Yes, good job by Adam. Solid battery mate for pitcher Austin Brown. He throws low and away, ball one on Lucart. He's headed to Wright State, left-hand batter, left-hand pitcher, 5.05 batting average, a dozen homers. Swings and turns on an inside pitch and drills it foul on the ground to the long end of the Hillsdale dugout down beyond the first base bag.
This is a kid we've all been talking about all week. It'll be interesting to see what he does here today.
6 feet, 3 inches tall, straightaway stance at the plate, and the plate umpire has time before Brown can hurl the next offering. Austin into his windup, fires the 1-1, and it's bouncing to the plate, 2-1 on Lucart. As I mentioned, Lucart, high RBI total, 54, and thankfully for Minster and Austin Brown, no one on base for Lucart here in the top of the first. Two out. Here's the pitch, swung on. Hard chopping ground ball up the middle. Good spear near the second base bag by Retkerman. Throw on to first. Yes, Heitbrink digs it off the ground. And Lucart is retired. Three up, three down for Hillsdale. Top of the first inning. We move to the bottom of the first. Hillsdale nothing. Minster coming to bat on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker, Canal Park in Akron. Matt, it's interesting. Each of these two schools, Minster and Jeromeville Hillsdale, not only with outstanding baseball programs this spring, but excellent softball programs as well. Minster's girls advanced all the way to the, regional championship? And Hillsdale got to the state semifinals before losing to Antwerp, I believe. Or was it Toronto?
No, they both lost to Mechanicsburg.
That's right. They both did lose to Mechanicsburg, yes. Yep, and then Mechanicsburg lost to Antwerp. Yep, now I've got it straight. So that's happened around the state at several different schools this year.
Yeah, Minster, Mechanicsburg met in the regional semifinals here in baseball.
Yeah, the baseball programs have gone deep in the postseason tourney, as have the softball programs at some of the same schools. So congratulations to them. And, of course, Coldwater in Division III has its baseball program here tomorrow at 4 in a state semifinal. Up here we go for Minster. Top of the first inning, Wildcats come calling with Jack Oberding, Noah Enneking, and Jack Heitbrink. The batting order includes August Bainline, the DH in the fourth spot. Austin Brown, the pitcher, bats fifth. Trent Retkerman, the shortstop, sixth. Adam Kettner, the catcher, seventh. Jacob Niemeyer in right field swings eighth. And Mike Kettner at third closes out the order. From the left side, Oberding steps in against Lucart. First pitch is a power fastball on the outside corner, waist high, a taken strike. Nothing in one on Oberding. Lucart fires upstairs. A ball, a strike. It will be imperative for Minster to make Lucart work and throw strikes. There's a fastball low, 6 inches off the ground over the plate, but downstairs. And it's 2-1 on the left hand batting Oberding, who opened the game in the regional semi versus Mechanicsburg with a long homer at Coldwater to right center field. It traveled a good 20, 30 feet over the 348 marker.
On the very first pitch.
Yes. That's how that game got going. Count here, 2-2 on Oberding, who fouled one off to the left. Swing, high fly, left side of the diamond, down the line, in the corner, curling out of play into the picnic area.
Oberding has had a couple of decent swings here against the pitcher here at the start. Both have one foul.
Yep, he throws mighty hard, does Lucard, up around 86, 87 miles per hour. A sprayed foul to the left over the dugout, then one down the left field line by Oberding. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball inside corner, called strike three. Oberding backed away, but Lucard's first off-speed delivery was a strike on the corner. And it sits down, the leadoff batter, Oberding, for Minster.
It'll be interesting to see when the Wildcats do have runners on, how he pitches. He tends to have a little bit of a high leg kick, and that'll be a factor when the Wildcats get runners on.
Opening pitch fastball to Noah Enneking is high. 1-0 in the right-hand batting, Noah. Fastball missed outside off the corner. 2-0. Head coach Mike Wiss strolling back and forth in the third base box. Lucart winds, fires, up and in, ball three. So Minster a pitch away from getting a base runner here in the bottom of the first frame. You've got to make a power pitcher throw strikes. Don't go climb the ladder and try to pursue that fastball up and out of the zone. You'll never catch up with it. Ball four, low, below the knees, inside, and Henneking is on. Jack Heitbrink steps in from the left side. Henneking has walked numerous times this year unofficially. That's based on balls number 14 earned by him. Here's Lucart winding, pitching, and he throws a strike to Heitbrink right down the pike. 0-1 on Heitbrink, runner at first, Enneking. Slow-breaking curveball, dribbled foul off to the left. 0-2 on Heitbrink. He tripled and scored Enneking, who had walked in the first inning against Mechanicsburg after Oberding had slugged the first pitch of the game for a long homer. High fastball, a good 6 feet up off the ground to Heitbrink. A ball and two strikes on Jack. One out, one on for Minster. Top of the first inning. No score. Here's the pitch. Fastball up out of the zone. Heitbrink chased it, whipped it. Strike three. That's the pitch, Matt, that Minster will have to avoid taking a cut at all evening long.
He's going to throw enough strikes. You can't expand the zone and have him throw more.
Exactly.
That are not strikes.
Right. August Bainline, the DH from the right side, 290 hitter, looks at strike one. It cut the heart of the plate. Henneking at first, two down. Lucart into the stretch. Not a slide step. Swung on by Bainline, lifted to left. Pretty well hit. Left fielder on a jog toward the foul line. It is Haverstock, gets it. Waist high as he just entered the track about 7 or 8 feet fair along the left field foul stripe. And Minster's out in the first. Not a hit yet in this game. Minster sent up four in its first inning. Hillsdale three. We go to the top of the second. Minster, Hillsdale, nothing, nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, S-C-O-R-E-S, Scores, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, covering high school sports throughout the high school season, late August into June. High school football, boys and girls basketball, volleyball, baseball, and some softball. Last year, we followed the Fort Loramie Redskins all the way to the state championship in Division IV baseball. 2 years ago, we webcasted Minster games to the state title when head coach Mike Wiss's team won it all in 2017. Minster trying to come back again here in 2019 and make it number four in the way of state titles in the last 9 years. Well, the cleanup hitter for Hillsdale, the third sacker, Brian Funk, has ripped the second pitch of the top of the second inning for a line drive single on two hops to Eric Schmidt in left for Minster. So Funk is aboard as he turned on an inside slider from Austin Brown and poked the base hit. The fifth hitter, left-hand batting Ty Williams, a sophomore, comes plateward. And he takes a roundhouse swing on the first offering from Brown and skies a high pop-up down at the end of the Minster dugout, back in the fourth or fifth row, out of play.
Falcons have been aggressive here at the plate here in the early going.
Sure have, swinging freely. It's a bunting situation for the fifth hitter, Williams. Now he does square, and he fakes at bunting a high pitch, and the catcher for Minster, Kettner, alerts the plate umpire to check with the first base umpire as to whether or not the batter did stroke at the ball with the bunt attempt. I thought he might have. It's ruled no, a take, a ball, a strike. Williams has five homers on the year. And he looks at an Austin Brown off-speed pitch up and in. 2-1 count. Runner at first is Funk for Hillsdale. Stretch by Brown. Peers over that way to Heitbrink, the first baseman. Swing by Funk. Foul to the screen.
Wasn't showing signs of bunting there.
Nope, not at all. 2-2. Tell you, a lot of head coaches and managers at various levels of baseball, Matt, simply don't elect to take the bat out of the hands of the 3, 4, 5 hitters for sure.
Especially here in the early going. Just try to see maybe if they can put together a big inning early.
2-2 pitch was wide. The count full. Big one here. Brown looks at first. Oh, here's a high, wild pitch. 8 feet off the ground over the head of Kettner. It's ball four. And the runner at first strolls to second, doesn't advance on to third. So the wild throw to the plate by Brown doesn't come back to haunt, but it is ball four, and now Hillsdale in a for sure bunting situation has runners at first and second, no one out, top of the second frame, and Garrett Kreitz, a backup pitcher, a DH, steps in, a 409 hitter, and he looks at a pitch from Brown. It's out of the strike zone, ball one. Against this good hitting club from Hillsdale, Austin Brown needs to get ahead in the count and throw first pitch strikes. Here's a bunt attempt. One big hop back to Brown. He dropped it. Goes behind him, picks it up, throws on to first, out. Good recovery by Austin. I think he came charging off the mound, Matt, hastily, believing he might have an opportunity to fire a shot down to third to get the force out. But after he coughed up the ball momentarily, no opportunity whatsoever at third. The sacrifice bunt is good by Kreitz. And here comes Evan Roteman to the plate, a 350 hitting right fielder from the right side against Brown. First pitch of ball. Runners at second and third now. Serious threat posed by Hillsdale. Breaking ball by Brown, yes, above the waist, inside half of the plate. 1-1 on Roteman. Outfield for the 5'8" right-hand batter is nudging forward. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. Brown needs a strikeout here in the worst way. Nothing and two on Roatman.
Corners playing in for Redman with the infield playing up. Middle
Brown
end.
Fires. Roatman swings on a breaking ball. Lofts it high and pretty deep to center. Oberding backtracks on the run. Gets it over his shoulder, but it's a sack fly. Hillsdale plates the first marker as Brian Funk, who'd singled to start the inning, zips in from third. 0-2 pitch by Brown was corked to center. Oberding had to backpedal to haul it in. Runner on second base stays put in the form of Ty Williams. And Clay Shane, the first baseman, a right-hand batter, 357 hitter, steps in now for Hillsdale with two out and a runner aboard at second. And the first pitch is a strike. Second pitch up and away, 1-1. A ball, a strike on Shane. Runner still in scoring position. Outfield a bit deeper for him than for Roatman, the previous batter. Breaking ball by Brown, fouled off the foot of the hitter at home plate. It's 1-2.
Roatman had a nice at-bat there. Got down 1-2, but made good contact on that 1-2 pitch and for that sacrifice fly.
Yeah,
which is exactly what you want from your 7 batter.
Roatman double-hitched on a two-strike off-speed delivery from Brown and got enough distance to be rewarded with the sack fly. Here's a check swing, ground ball foul into the Hillsdale dugout alongside first. 400 to a nook in straightaway center. That's where two angled walls meet here at Canal Park. 331 down the lines. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled. Oh, it's off the window of our suite, Matt.
That was too close.
Yes, it was. It caught the framing and not the glass about 3 or 4 feet to our right.
Broadcast might have been over.
Still a ball and two strike, two outs. Brown breaking pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Austin with an outstanding delivery. A lot of motion. He changed speeds. Shane down on strikes, but Hillsdale plates a run with a hit, leaves a man. We go to the bottom of the second. It is Hillsdale 1, Minster nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, the radio on your phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Well, Minster batted four in the first inning, Oberding, Henneking, Heitbrink, and Bainline. Austin Brown starts the second. He'll be followed by Trent Retkerman and then Adam Kettner. Minster down a run, 1-0. ERA for the Hillsdale pitcher all year long, Jay Lucart, less than one, in fact, 0.6 something to be exact. So he gives up less than a run per nine innings, or I should say per seven innings. He's 10-0 on the campaign. So you don't get much off of him, and Minster needs to hang around. You can't afford to fall behind 2 or 3-0 against Lucart. The 6-3 lefty's headed to Wright State to pitch. And Minster will do battle with him here in the second inning. Austin Brown from the left side. Oh, nice little bunt up the left-hand side. It's outside the line. Foul. Third baseman Funk came barreling down the line, Matt. He gloved it hurriedly. And fortunately for him, the last little twist of the ball carried foul. Ruled so by the plate umpire. Good bunt attempt by Brown.
Yeah, Funk almost made a mistake on that one.
Almost grabbed it a few inches too soon. It's a strike on Austin, 393 hitter on the year. The junior has 11 steals, by the way. Swings, towering high pop to the right of home plate between home and the Hillsdale dugout. The catcher off with the mask. Good play by Karsten Betson. and he snares the skyscraper. It was way up in the atmosphere. Good maneuver by him. Off to the right of home. One up, one down for Minster here in the bottom of the second. Trent Retkerman steps in. Retkerman swings. First offering from Lucart. Here's a short fly ball, right center field. And coming in hastily, the center fielder, Garrett Smith. He's got it on the run for Hillsdale. Two up, two down for Minster here in the second inning.
Minster continues to have good swings against Lucart. They just need to keep that up, and things will go for them later on in the game.
Wildcats making contact. Here is the first pitch, a called strike to the seventh hitter in the Minster order. Catcher Adam Kettner, 333 batter on the campaign. Here's a swing, a looping liner to short. Wasn't hit well, and it's picked off by Goodwin, the shortstop for Hillsdale. Very hasty inning for the pitcher, Lucart. Minster without a hit, up and out in order in the bottom of inning number two. We go to the third, Hillsdale 1, Minster nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker, I should say, easy for me to say. Canal Park in Akron, unlike last weekend in Springfield, Matt, gorgeous day for high school baseball, state tournament style. What a venue here at Canal Park in downtown Akron.
Just a wonderful day. Temperatures probably right around 75, 80 degrees. Nice light wind from the north at about probably 5 to 10. Just beautiful. Hardly a cloud in the sky. Beautiful day for baseball.
Unusual park in that it's symmetrical somewhat. 331 down both lines. 400 to a nook and center. But the outfield walls are very uneven, quite jagged. Bullpens sit far beyond the right center field fence. Power Alley in left center is labeled First Energy. To right center, it's the Cleveland Clinic Power Alley. As the first batter for Hillsdale, here in the top of the third, bunts between the mound and first base. Austin Brown, like a wildcat, quick as a cat, comes off the hill, scoops it up, flips onto Heitbrink, one down for Hillsdale in the top of inning number three.
He made that play a lot easier than he did in the second inning on the bunt by Kreitz, but both of them resulted in outs.
Garrett Goodwin steps in. He's the shortstop for Hillsdale. He was retired in the top of the first inning to get this game going. Here's the windup around the pitch. Goodwin swings, lofts it out back a second. It's on the green, short center field. Retkerman calls off Enneking, the second baseman, and has it for the out. Catch made at short by Retkerman of Minster. This game moving right along. Two gone for Hillsdale, top of the third.
Looked like there would be a little confusion there in that pop-up, but better you said, Retkerman called him off and made the catch.
Austin Brown throws one that bounces to the plate, and he's behind 1-0 on catcher Karsten Betson. Betson, a junior, 45 runs scored on the year. Swings from the right side. Another bouncing ball delivered by Brown. Austin's behind 2-0. Outfield pretty much straight away for Betson. At third for Minster is Mike Kettner, who had been even with the bag. Now he retreats two steps as Austin Brown falls into a 3-0 hole. Three balls, no strikes on Betson. He's taking here, and the pitch is low and outside. Ball four. Base runner for Hillsdale, which leads 1-0. Top of the third inning.
See if Hillsdale has something going on here with two outs on Lucart at the plate.
Big 6 foot 3 inch left-hand batter wears number 6 on his back. Austin Brown looks at first. Slow breaking curveball low and away to Lucart. Minster attired in the orange jerseys. Black hats, orange and white trim, white pants. Falcons colors, blue and gold. Here's a swing by Lucart, and he smokes a line drive on one bounce to the Minster right fielder, Niemeyer. He grabs it chest high, shoots a throw towards second base. The runner at first, Karsten Betson, swings around second, digs easily for third. A rifle shot single off the bat of Lucart, who came in hitting .505 on the year, and Hillsdale has something going with two down here in the top of the third inning.
And that brings up Funk, who had a line drive single to left his first time up.
Yep. Lucart at first with a pretty big lead. Austin Brown sends him back to first with his tricky motion, and he misses the strike zone inside. Ball one on Funk. Runners at first and third. Brown gets the sign from Kettner, stretches. Pitch to the plate. Ground ball to short. Rettkerman to his right, two steps. Flips on to second. Yes, for the out. Easy force. Delivery by Rettkerman to Enneking. And Brown is out of hot water. A two-out rally by Hillsdale in the third is foiled. Force out at second base. Shortstop Rettkerman to Enneking for Minster. And we go to the bottom of the third. Minster without a hit. Hillsdale continues to lead 1-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
The Minster Wildcats come to the plate with Jacob Niemeyer, Mike Kettner, and Jack Oberding, leadoff man in the lineup as the order turns for Minster in inning number 3. So far, the starting pitcher for Hillsdale, lefty Jay Lucart, has not yielded a single. He has walked a batter. And the young man for Minster who did receive the base on balls in the first frame was
Enneking.
Enneking did draw the pass.
Going back to that last half inning, on that base hit that Niemeyer threw into second, coaches all talk all the time about hitting the cutoff man, getting the ball into second, and that sort of thing. Well, that resulted in an easy force out for the final out. That play would have been a lot tougher if he had to go to first.
Yeah, fundamental baseball. Throw the ball to the middle of the diamond with two out. That runner on first is ordinarily going to advance to third on a single to right field. So you do leave that force alive. If you don't throw the ball all the way to third, then that batter runner might be able to scoot into second behind him. Here's a short fly ball to center off the bat of Jacob Niemeyer for Minster, and it's caught about 20 feet out on the green behind second base in short right center field by Garrett Smith, the center fielder for Hillsdale. And Lucart continues to mow down Minster batters very easily. Here's a strike at the knees. Nothing in one on Mike Kettner.
He only has 2 strikeouts, but a lot of the balls that Minster has hit have been easy outs.
Nothing much hit solidly. Here's a line drive to left off the bat of Mike Kettner. The left fielder is roaming toward the line. Got it above his head for the out. That ball was tagged. Hit hard by Kettner, but a very nice play in left by Haverstock, who advanced toward the foul line in the warning track, gauged it well, and snared it. Two down, back to the top for Jack Oberding. And first pitch hitting, very high, towering fly to pretty deep left field. It's Haverstock again, going back near the warning track, and he picks it off for the out. Oberding gave it a ride a long way, opposite way, and minimizing his pitches is Lucart, the starter for Hillsdale. We played three. We go to the fourth. Fast-moving Division IV state semi. 1-0 Hillsdale on scoresbroadcast.com.
Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. Lacow manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. Lacow supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Lacow. Locally, Lacow is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center.
And here on ScoresBroadcast.com, thank you very much, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. That's Goffney in Sydney. The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. And Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Top of the fourth inning, Hillsdale comes to bat. And first pitch hitting is Hillsdale with a lazy fly to left. And Hillsdale has one quick batter retired to start the fourth.
Yeah, guys, we have lights. We can play a while. We don't have to worry about getting dark.
Tell you what, Matt, neither team's offense making the opposing pitcher work very hard.
It'll be pitch 40 coming up now for Brown in the fourth.
Ty Williams, the good hitting second baseman for Hillsdale, the man who lifted the fly to Schmidt in left for Minster, out number one, top of the fourth. Garrett Kreitz, the DH from the right side, steps in. 2-0 on him. Brown throws high, 3-0. Austin has not delivered a first pitch strike real often in this game, but has just given up the single run. There's a pitch on the outside half of the plate for a strike, 3-1. Hillsdale played small ball in the second. A single, a walk, a sack bunt, a sack fly. Low and away, ball four. Austin lost him. A walk to Kreitz. Here's Evan Rotman stepping in, the right fielder, who knocked the sack fly to Oberding in center back in the second inning for the game's only tally. Pinch runner here for Hillsdale at first base.
Garrett Wickham, number 37.
Yep, head coach Jason Snow of Hillsdale strategizing in the top of the fourth inning with a pinch runner. Some better wheels on at first.
Well, how the game is going, a second run could be huge.
Oh, yeah. Roteman at the plate takes a very tall pitch thrown by Brown, who, I repeat, has not been sharp on opening pitches to hitters in this game. 1-0 on Roteman. Runner at first. One down for Hillsdale, which leads 1-0. Top of the fourth inning. Swing and a foul just off to the right of the plate. A ball, a strike on Roteman. Up at third is Mike Kettner for Minster. Infield shading the middle of the diamond. Snap throw to first, runner back. We'll see if head coach Snow of Hillsdale has the runner moving. 1-1 pitch on the way. Slow breaking curveball drilled to third. Flip on to second, one. Return throw to first, bounces. Runner would have beaten it anyway.
Wasn't a very hard hit ball. Kettner made a nice play and went to second. Like you said, just not enough time to get the runner at first.
Kettner to Enna King, return throw into Heitbrink, half step late. So a second out recorded. And Roetman is now on at first. Clay Shane steps in, swings on the first pitch, bouncing ball to third once more. And it's right into the lap of Mike Kettner on to Heitbrink. Got him for the out. Another easy inning recorded by a pitcher. One base runner for Hillsdale. But economizing his pitches again was Austin Brown, the hurler for Minster. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Hillsdale continues to have a 1-0 edge on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Well, the Minster Wildcats need base runners. Only one so far in that game, a Noah Enneking base on balls with one out in the first. Minster does not have a hit yet against Lucart, the 6'3 left-hander for Hillsdale, who's headed to Wright State. He fashions an ERA of about 0.6.
He's thrown just 27 pitches here in three innings.
Uncanny. That's an incredulous stat. 27 pitches, three innings, an average of 9 per frame.
And he walked a guy.
Yes. And Minster has been putting the ball in play with regularity very early in the count. Here's swing, looping liner, short right center field, and it is in for a base hit off the bat of Noah Enneking. He's been aboard twice, a walk and a single over the head of Hillsdale's second baseman. Ty Williams retreated a step or two, no chance to get it. That ball fell in vacant space in right center, and let's see what game head coach Mike Wiss has on here.
That was the first hit for the Wildcats.
Jack Heitbrick steps in, the left-hand batter, looks at a breaking ball, low and away. Now we'll see how Lucart handles pressure. Heitbrick in the number three spot, not known to bunt the ball often. Pitch to him, fastball, yes, right through the chest, a ball, a strike.
Plus, he hasn't had to work out a stretch much because Enneking was the only base runner until Enneking just got the hit.
Right. Outfield for Heitbrink, deep and right. Backing up a few more steps, in fact, is Evan Roetman. Very high pitch up and in over the helmet of Heitbrink, who is ahead in the count, 2-1. Enneking at first with a leadoff single to right center for Minster here in the bottom of the fourth. Minster down 1-0. Pitch to Heitbrink. Oh, there's a power fastball cut on and missed. 2-2.
Heitbrink just a little behind on that one.
That was nasty heat from Lucart, who bared down on that 2-1 pitch. Now it's 2-2. Throws to Heitbrink. Oh, it's the same look. High strike. And Heitbrink tries to chase it, comes up empty. Two swings and misses in a row, but Jack on high fastballs. That one might have been out of the zone. The previous one could have been in the top of it. But it is difficult to catch up to the 87-mile-per-hour heater from Lucart. One on, one out now for Minster here in the bottom of the fourth. And August Bainline steps in. Swings and fouls it between home and first, out of play, over our heads on the roof here at Canal
Park. Not as close as the one earlier, but right. We must have a target.
That ball sailed over us on the roof here at Canal Park. 0-1 in Bain line. Right fielder shading him a little bit toward the right field line. That's because Lucart has got set speed. And the 0-1 pitch is off speed. It floats in and over. Bain line looked at it curiously, then checked with a plate umpire who said it was below the armpits and a strike. Breaking ball down, swung on and missed. Strike three. Lucart battles back. Opening frame single by Inneking, and then Heitbrink and Vainline are mowed down. Austin Brown to bat now. Two out for Minster. What appeared to be a promising start to the fourth inning quickly nullified. Two fast strikeouts by Lucart, who throws a breaking ball for a strike against Austin Brown.
Against the Minster 3-4 batters.
Yes. Lucart's high, 1-1. The book on Lucart, power pitcher, fastball tough to catch up to. Sometimes control will waver with the off-speed stuff. Swing, fastball, lofted foul, out of play to the left. Third baseman Funk gives chase and is beyond the tarpaulin into the stands. One and two on Austin Brown as Lucart attempts to strike out the side after delivering the opening inning walk to Inneking. 1-0 in favor of Hillsdale, bottom of the fourth here at Canal Park in Akron. Lucart, long look, gets his sign from the catcher, Karsten Betson, and then Austin Brown steps out. Feet spread wide at the plate for Brown. 1-2 pitch, foul to the screen, still 1-2. No sign of Inneking off and running at first. Outfield shades Brown to the left. Pitch to the plate, high and away. 2-2 in Austin. In fact, because of the high velocity of the pitcher, Lucart, oftentimes the outfield is playing Minster batters the other way. 2-2 pitch, changeup, tap, foul behind home. Good job by Austin Brown to hang around at home plate against Lucart as he was out on the front foot. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Runner being held at first base. Big hole right side of the infield. Brown doesn't chase. That pitch is above the bill of the cap. Ball three. 3-2. Two out. Runner aboard for Minster. He'll be taking off with the pitch. A ball between the outfielders here off the bat of Brown could very well score Inneking from first base. Three balls, two strikes, delivery, high, ball four. And Minster's got the tying run in scoring position. Runners at first and second. Good comeback by Austin Brown.
Yeah, he battled through an eight-pitch at bat and drew a walk.
Had fallen behind early in the count, recovers, and he walks. And Trent Retkerman steps to the plate. He had two big singles for Minster against Cincinnati Christian in the regional championship game and scored the lone run of that contest. And we've got a pinch runner down at second base for Minster as Inneking comes off.
Gabe Phillips.
And more than likely an Inneking re-enter. Here is Retkerman to the plate. He's been hitting the ball well lately, has upped his average to .333 on the year. Steps in from the right side. Slightly open stance. Lucart looks at second and at first. Low and away. Lucart losing a little bit of his command here in the bottom of the fourth inning against Minster, which trails Hillsdale 1-0. Two runners on, two out. 1-0 pitch to Retkerman. Swing and a very high pop fly foul outside of first. It is twisting foul beyond the end of the dugout, about eight rows back. A ball, a strike on Trent. Very good football receiver, I might add. Had a big long touchdown reception opening game last year against Fort Loramie. Wind up, the pitch to Retkerman, very high. Catcher had to get up out of his crouch to spear that ball up above his headgear, and the count is 2-1 on Retkerman. A lot of room down the left field line, in and left center. Swing and a foul to the screen, and the count evens up at 2-2. Slight haze overhead, thin cirrus cloud cover. Sun popping through. Blue sky to the north, slight breeze coming in, not much of a factor. Here is the pitch to Retkerman, another foul out of play, this one to the right. Good at bat for Trent. Unlike the first three innings, Matt, Minster making Lucart work a little harder here in the fourth.
Yeah, 27 pitches coming in the inning, and he probably is matching that here in the fourth.
Slow breaking ball way outside the zone, high and away. But we were told the scouting report on Lucart is throw strikes with the fastball and misses fairly often with the off speed. That one wasn't even close, and the count is 3-2 on Trent.
This will be the 24th pitch of the inning.
After having thrown 27 in the first three innings coming in. There's a high fastball. Reckerman starts to swing, holds. He checks. It's a ball. He's on. First base umpire looked down to the ump behind first, who signaled safe. Retkerman's aboard. They're loaded. We thought there was a chance that Lucart could get himself in trouble sooner or later with control issues. He has walked two, struck out two here in the fourth, given up a leadoff single to Noah Enneking. Bases clogged with Wildcats. First, second, and third. Here's Adam Kettner. High, ball one. Tying run at third. Catcher to the mound.
Kettner hit a looping line drive of the shortstop his first time up.
Didn't hit it well, was jammed. Catcher Karsten Betson, the battery mate of Lucart, on the mound. Says, slow down. Get your legs under you. We need strikes. A single would possibly give Minster a 2-1 lead. Pitch to Kettner, yes. Inside corner heater, 1-1. A ball, a strike on Kettner. Big at bat for Minster. 1-1 pitch. It's at the knees. Over, strike two. Kettner gave it the once over, didn't pull the trigger. He's behind, 1-2. Lucart into a stretch, looks at runners, throws to the plate, swinging a foul back, hanging tough is Kettner. Any kind of a base hit will tie it. Could send Minster on top 2-1. The count, a ball, two strikes. Bases loaded with Wildcats. The pitch, slow breaking curveball. Yes, outside corner at the knees. That was a late breaker. Backdoor curve, caught the edge. Kettner couldn't swing, thought about it. And the umpire rung him up. Kettner out looking to end the fourth inning for Minster. We go to the fifth. Hillsdale 1, Minster nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Digman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Digman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
And thank you here on scoresbroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Fifth inning starting to get late. Three at bats left for Minster, which is down 1-0 to Hillsdale. And starting pitcher Jay Lucart. Top of the fifth, Hillsdale with a one-run edge. Off speed by Brown, swing and a miss for a strike. Very good initial offering. Opening pitch, fifth inning. Brown throws, missed the strike zone, a ball, 1-1. The lone run for Hillsdale came back in the second. A single, a walk, a sacrifice bunt, a sacrifice fly. Here's a 1-2-3 hopper to Retkerman at short. He charges, has it, zips the throw to Heitbrink, out at first base. Garrett Smith, the ninth hitter in the lineup for Hillsdale, retired. 6-3. Garrett Goodwin, leadoff man, steps in. Good hitting shortstop, 443 on the year. He's been retired twice, but Brown so far in this game. Curveball, first pitch, a beauty. In and over for a strike.
I've been very impressed with the Minster infield in the two games that I've watched. They just make all the plays.
Yep, rock solid, fundamentally sound. Here's a ground ball up the third baseline, wide of the bag, foul by 5 feet. Oh and two, the count on Garrett Goodwin. Shortstop, backup pitcher to Lucart for Hillsdale is Goodwin. Outfield for him is pretty deep. Oberding a fur piece from center now trots in on the 0-2 pitch. Sinking liner to center field at Oberding. He pulls up to a stop and plays it on one long hop. Line single center field by Goodwin. He's aboard. He's got good speed, double digits in stolen bases on the year.
He just went out and slapped that ball out to right center.
In fact, Hillsdale's got in excess of 100 steals on the campaign. Low and in, missed off the corner. Karsten Betson, the batter. The ball, no strikes. Goodwin at first. He is a threat to go. Look over there. Pitch to Betson is up above the strike zone. 2-0. Brown occasionally has fallen into a rut with a ball or two to start off a hitter. 2-0 pitch to Betson, who was on via a walk his last trip. That pitch is above the letters, and it's ball three. A base on balls here would advance Goodwin into scoring position at second base. One out.
The Falcons had two runners on in the second and two more in the third.
Strike called as Brown bears down and pours a fastball in there. 3-1 on Betson. One on, one out for Hillsdale. Top of the fifth. 1-0. Minster trails. Breaking pitch, yes. Well done by Austin. That one caught the outer half. Betson gave swinging an ounce of thought. Didn't offer. Ruled by the plate umpire. Strike two called. Full count pitch. Brown winding, throwing. Bouncing ball up the middle towards second. Oh, nice play at second base by Minster. A tap on the bag. Throw to Heitbrink. Double play. Inneking unassisted at second. Then wheeled and threw to Heitbrink and got Betson by two or three steps at first. Minster's defense continues to excel. It's been outstanding second half of the year. And here in the tourney, we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Hillsdale 1, Minster nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arndt creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, Brukens pub.com.
Up a nifty twin killing, a double play turned in by Minster to close out Hillsdale's top of the fifth inning. Anneking unassisted at second base as he journeyed to his right. Took that ball in a long bounce. It was cracked fairly hard by the hitter Betson for Hillsdale. Henneking snatched it, tapped on the bag at second base, and fired on to Heitbrink for the easy double play. And Lucart's back on the mound for Hillsdale. Here in Minster's bottom of the fifth, the Wildcats made Lucart sweat a little bit, Matt, in that fourth inning.
Yeah, he ended up throwing 28 pitches after he threw 27 over the first three innings. But still, at 55 through four innings, That's a great pitch count.
He walked two, gave up a single, and struck out the side. He got three men on K's in the fourth inning, did Lucart. As Heitbrink and Bainline struck out, Adam Kettner looking with the bases loaded in the bottom of the fourth. It's Jacob Niemeyer, Mike Kettner, and Jack Oberding for Minster here in the fifth frame. Strike called 0-1 on Niemeyer. Niemeyer flew out to center. Here's a ground ball back up the middle, past the pitcher, Lucart. Shortstop, Goodwin charges. He gloves, can't make a play. Hustling down the line, Niemeyer. He beat it without a throw.
I don't know if Lucart got a piece of that with his hand.
He did.
And slowed it down.
Yep.
But once that happened, they had no chance to get Niemeyer
first. Advantage Minster, you're right, Matt. When it was slowed down by Lucart, the ball rolled down the back of the bump, the pitching mound. And Goodwin came racing in pell-mell, but the ball died on the grass behind the mound. And with very good wheels, Niemeyer beat it without a throw. Infield hit for him. Here's a bunt attempt up the first baseline. Lucart field, 5 feet fair, spins a throw onto his first baseman out, recorded there. Lucart to Clay Shane, and advancing on down to second base, Jacob Niemeyer for Minster.
It's a nice play by Lucart. Had a turn, being left-handed, had to make a complete turnaround to throw the runner out at first, and did it easily.
Here is Jack Oberding. He's been retired twice in this game. Big RBI man all year for Minster with in excess of 30. Here's a taken strike on the initial offering from Lucart.
Minster needs to take advantage of this opportunity. There may not be many more left, or they're hardly ordered.
Nope. Oberding swings on a fastball. Very high fly ball. A skyscraper. Lofted into left center. Center fielder on the run. Retreats toward the warning track and catches up over his head. An alert Niemeyer tags at second. He zips to third. He's in under the throw. Fly ball to left off the bat of Oberding. Was hit in excess of 300 feet. Well done, though, by the center fielder, Garrett Smith, for Hillsdale. And now 90 feet away with the tying run at third is Niemeyer for Minster. And here comes head coach Jason Snow to the mound for Hillsdale to talk about what the Falcons want to do with Noah Enneking for Minster. He singled back in the fourth, did Noah, was left at third when the inning ended.
And then he walked on four pitches his first bat, so
yep.
Lucart has kind of struggled with him. He's one of the few guys that Lucart has struggled with today.
A wild pitch, a fastball, an error, a lot of ways a young man can score from third base in high school baseball, a balk. Will be interesting to see whether or not Lucart throws from the stretcher windup here with the runner on third and two down for Minster in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Coach Snow had a little discussion with the home plate umpire while they were out there on the mound. Not sure what that's all about, but everybody going back to their respective positions.
Here's Enneking King to the plate. Third baseman for Hillsdale is even with the bag. I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see Noah lay one down. Third baseman is two or three steps behind the bag at the moment. Pitch by Lucart swung. Enneking. Foul fly down the right side beyond the dugout of Hillsdale, and it lands in the third row. Nothing and one on Noah. Outfield is bunched in. Trying to catch the looping single and turn it into an out. A lot of room down the left field line. Big hole at short for Noah if he can turn on one. Runner at third, two out for Minster. Pitch to Enneking. Swing and a miss at a low inside breaking ball, and the count is 0-2. Lucart struck out the side in the fourth. 0-2 and Enneking. Lead at third. Pitch. Chopping ball toward third. Third baseman runs toward the shortstop. Fields the ball in a hop. Here's a snap throw to first. Out at first base by a step and a half. Well done by Brian Funk as he veered to his left. Had that ball gotten the deep short, there is no way that Enneking would have been retired. This game would have been tied. But Funk cut it off, retired the Minster hitter. We go to the fifth. Score remains. Hillsdale 1, Minster nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Yeah, Austin Brown has pitched a fine game for Minster. Gave up that lone run in the second when Hillsdale played small ball. A sacrifice bunt, a sacrifice fly. After a single and a walk, he struck out Clay Shane to end the inning. But to that one lone tally by Hillsdale against Austin Brown in the second frame is the difference. A 1-0 deficit facing Minster.
Big inning coming up for both teams. Both teams hitting 3-4-5 this inning.
Jay Lucart steps in, the big left-hand batter, over 500 on the year at the plate. Fouls off two straight pitches from Austin Brown, both in about the same spot. Behind home plate, just a little bit toward third. Ball hitting the facade of the shallow upper deck area. Two-strike pitch to Lucart. Slider thrown outside. A ball, two strikes. Lucart's single in the third was wasted. Swing and a miss. Austin Brown got him. He threw a high steamer as Austin gave Lucart a dose of his own medicine on that pitch.
Came in with, what, 12 home runs on the year?
Yep.
Looked like he was trying for number 13 on that one.
Here's Brian Funk, a defensive gem by him to end the bottom of the fifth for Minster. Or I should say, to end Minster's bottom of the fifth, kept the Wildcats off the board. He roamed to his left and took a ground ball that might have gotten deep enough in the hole had he not made the play to allow the Minster hitter, Enneking, to reach, scoring Niemeyer from third. Austin Brown very quickly mows down Brian Funk on 1-2-3 pitches swinging. Austin Brown is really feeling it. Two down for Hillsdale, top of the sixth. Two straight strikeouts by Austin. Here's Ty Williams, the second baseman from the left side. Swing and a foul, good breaking ball by Brown on the first pitch. And Williams tried to keep his weight back and sprayed a foul out of play. Nothing and one on Williams. Brown again, fastball this time, fouled over the screen, 0-2. Austin Brown in a zone right now on the hill for Minster, which has two at-bats remaining. Top of the sixth, 1-0 Hillsdale. Swing and a miss, low slider, he golfed at it. Came up empty, did Ty Williams. Great inning hurled by Austin Brown. Strikeout, strikeout, strikeout. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Minster needs a run to tie, two to take the lead. Hillsdale 1, Minster nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. Lacow manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. Lacow supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Lacow. Locally, Lacow is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center.
The sun is being shaded by some high, thin clouds now here at Canal Park. Lights not on yet. No chance of rain whatsoever. Blue sky off to the north. Slight wind coming in. It's not a factor. Minster to bat, middle of the order, bottom of the sixth inning against star pitcher Jay Lucart for Hillsdale. He's headed to Wright State. He is allowed just two hits in this game by Minster. Infield single by Niemeyer in the sixth. Single by Inneking to right center in the fifth. And the opening pitch is a ball, 1-0 on Heitbrink. Minster needs to get somebody aboard somehow, some way. Swing, number off the handle to second. Second baseman in, up with it easily for Hillsdale. Here's the toss on to first for an out. One down. Ty Williams gobbled that one up. Ball was not hit sharply at all. And Heitbrink has been handled in this game by Lucart.
Minster has only had back-to-back runners reach one time, and that was with two outs in the fourth.
Yep, Lucard has done a splendid job denying Minster threats in this game. The pitch to August Mainline is up and out of the zone, ball one. Minster down to his final five outs. Lucard winds, throws low, 2-0. Well, we predicted this to be the kind of game it is. The two aces, two outstanding left-handers, and they have been difficult to solve here in this Division IV state semifinal. Mainline with an opposite field foul out of play, well beyond first. Two balls and a strike on him. Mainline's average pushing 300 after a real good regional. There's a pitch on the inside corner above the waist. It's called a strike. 2-2 on Bainline. Lucart's come back after falling behind 2-0. 2-2 offering. Fastball right down the middle, outside half, waist high. Bainline knew it. He's out on strikes.
Six strikeouts now for Lucart.
And here's Austin Brown coming up. Minster's only hit a couple of balls sharply in this contest. Here's the windup, the pitch to Austin Brown. Lucart feeds him a fastball. Yes, right over the middle. No balls and a strike. Outfield shading Austin Brown to the left. He swings from the left side. Lucart again, high. That's above the letters, and it's a ball and a strike. 1-1. The windup, the pitch by Lucart. Roundhouse swing by Brown. He comes up empty. 1-2. Lucart's power against the big swing of Austin Brown. One ball, two strikes, and Lucart steps off the back of the rubber. Minster down to the final four outs now. High and away to Austin. Two ball, two strike count. Trent Reckerman to follow. Lucart gets the sign from his catcher, swings into action. Brown climbs the ladder and swings and can't catch up to it. He's out on strikes. Good inning by Lucart. He's starting to rack up the K's now. We go to the top of inning number seven. Hillsdale continues to lead thanks to a scant run in the second inning. 1-0 Hillsdale over Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years, each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Austin Brown back to the bump for Minster, his seventh inning of work. He has done a splendid job today in this state semifinal versus Hillsdale. He's been mowing down hitters as quickly as Lucart has for Hillsdale, the outstanding hurler for the Falcons. But Hillsdale mounted a threat, scored a run with just a single hit back in the second inning, a single, a walk, a sacrifice bunt, a sack fly by the seven-hitter, Evan Roteman, and that's the difference.
Hillsdale was able to get their first two on that inning.
Yep.
And produce a run. Minster's never had their first two on in
no.
this game.
Right-hand batting Kreitz steps in against Brown. The pitch upstairs, a ball. Austin Brown has been rock solid on the hill for Minster. 1-0 pitcher Roteman. Curveball. Well done. Froze Roteman, who looked at it, could not pull the trigger. It's a ball and a strike. Brown winding, firing another curve. That one's a bit low, and it's 2-1. Kreitz had the sack bunt in the second for Hillsdale, which set the table for the Falcons in that inning. Here's a right side ground ball batted late by the hitter, Kreitz, muffed momentarily by Heitbrink deep at first. Good recovery. Austin Brown zips across the bag to get the throw. Kreitz, with not real good speed, is retired by a full step at first base. Ball was hit sharply.
But Brown did exactly what you're supposed to do when a ball is hit to the right side of the infield.
Yep, and Heitbrink got his body in front and didn't allow the ball to get very far beyond him. Kreitz retired. Play went from 3-1. First baseman to pitcher. And the strike one pitch to the seven hitter, Evan Roteman, is fouled high, out of play, right side, 0-2. Minster with three more at bats. Three more outs for the Wildcats in the bottom of the seventh frame. That fastball by Brown, spoiled, foul ball, out of play, just missed us to the right here at Canal Park in Akron.
So Roman is not a very tall batter, but he's pretty solid up there. He makes a lot of good contact, good swings.
Brown fires to Roteman below the knees, just missed. Two strikes and a ball. He delivered the medium deep fly ball, which had Oberding retreat a step or two back in the second inning, that plated the run on a sack fly. Two balls, two strikes, and Roteman. Retkerman shades the hole a step for Minster at short. The pitch to Roteman, swung on, chopping foul to the third base coach of Hillsdale, Coach Snow. Still 2-2. The second Division IV state semifinal game features Toronto and Antwerp. Winner takes on the team that triumphs here in the state championship Sunday at 1. If Minster plays, we will webcast on scoresbroadcast.com. Slow-breaking curveball swung on by the hitter, who loops a fly ball to left center, does Roteman, and it's Oberding, who is knifing in front of the left fielder Schmidt for Minster to pick it off.
A little lack of communication there, it looked like, between the two outfielders, but like you said, Oberding came in and made the catch for the second out.
And here is Clay Shane. Shane steps in for Hillsdale with two down, top of the seventh inning. First delivery from Brown is upstairs.
Ball one.
1-0. Brown again. Missed below the knees, inside, 2-0 on Shane. who struck out and grounded out to third. Right-hand batter, first baseman for Hillsdale, takes a pitch on the outside half for a strike. About how many pitches, I wonder now, for Austin Brown, Matt?
Pushing 80.
I was going to say about 80. Here's a pretty solidly hit line drive off the bat of Shane right to Retkerman, who takes one lunge to the left and catches shoulder high. Inning over for Hillsdale. Deciding frame coming up here for Minster. Wildcats need to extend it with a run or get two to win it. Minster down 1-0. Bottom of the seventh here at Canal Park on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
The Minster Wildcats feature Trent Retkerman, Adam Kettner, and Jacob Niemeyer in the bottom of the seventh, behind by a run. The hurler for Hillsdale, Jay Lucart, has been as advertised. What, about seven strikeouts for him now, Matt?
Right, but he had three of those back in the fourth when Minster posed that threat with the bases loaded.
Lucart has been up around 87 pretty consistently and has gotten the off-speed stuff over often enough to keep Minster off balance. Here's a fake bunt by the leadoff hitter, Retkerman, and he looks at a pitch high, ball one. Third baseman Funk is up shallow for Hillsdale. He's at the cut where the grass meets the dirt. And the 1-0 pitch to Retkerman is no good inside. Ball two. Retkerman ahead in the count. Lucart back in a hurry, and he pours in a fastball right down the middle. Two balls and a strike on Trent, who's flown out to center and walked. Swing and a foul fly to the right. Beyond the Hillsdale dugout, about 10 rows back. 2-2 on Trent. Lucart, the left-hander, gets the sign from his catcher, Karsten Betson. Swings into action. Fastball low, ball three, 3-2. Payoff pitch upcoming. Minster needs a base runner in the worst way. Down 1-0, bottom of the seventh. Lucart back in a jiffy. Hard ground ball by Retkerman. Just foul at third. Oh, it missed being a double by inches. What, less than a foot foul, Matt?
If that. It's really the one of the first hard hit balls that's been pulled today against Lucart.
Yep, Trent turned on a speedy fastball. Yanked it foul. Here's an upstairs fastball. Swing and a miss by Trent. He strikes out. Lucart, 8 Ks now. He's really starting to heat up. Retkerman inches from a double at the third base bag. Ks a pitch later. Here's a high fastball. A ball, no strikes on Adam Kettner. Two outs remaining for Minster. Kettner, then Niemeyer. Fastball inside corner at the thighs. A ball, a strike. 1-1 on Adam. He's popped to short on a ball off the handle and struck out looking. Here's a high foul over the screen just to our left, several feet away.
I think there's a target on us.
Yes, we've had numerous fouls that we could have snared with a net for sure. Check swing, high fastball, down on strikes is Kettner. He couldn't hold back. Here's Jacob Niemeyer with two out, bottom of the seventh for Minster. Lucart now with what, nine strikeouts?
Nine strikeouts.
Nine strikeouts and...
including four in a row.
And what, about 85, 90 pitches?
Yes.
In that neighborhood? Boy, he's been masterful. Two hits for Minster the entire game. Knee-high, inside corner. Jacob Niemeyer looks it over. It's called a strike. Nothing and one on him. Niemeyer looks at strike two inside half of the plate. Nothing and two. Boy, Lucart's pumped. He's down off the back of the mound. He's fired up, displaying a lot of energy. Niemeyer steps back in the box from the right side. Lucart winding, firing, swing, towering fly. Foul ball, right side, in the field of play. It's not in the stands. First baseman on the track. He's got it for the out, and the ball game is over. Hillsdale edges Minster 1-0. Foul pop off the bat of Jacob Niemeyer beyond the first base coaching box. Is grabbed by Clay Shane, and Minster is ousted after having won 12 in a row. Minster concludes the 2019 campaign with a mark of 22-8. Hillsdale advances to 28-3. Masterful show displayed by Jay Lucart, the ace for Hillsdale, a two-hitter, a shutout. And Minster goes down with just two base knocks, hitless for the first three frames. One serious threat for Minster when the Wildcats loaded the bases. That came back in inning number four. Minster couldn't produce the big base hit after Trent Retkerman and Austin Brown walked to load them up with two out. Adam Kettner was caught looking. And that, as they say, was just about it. Minster not threatening in other situations throughout the contest. And in fact, four of the last five were retired on strikes by Lucart. Good balance on this Minster team, Matt. Mix of sophomores, juniors, and seniors. Head coach Mike Wish should have a very potent ball club in the spring of 2020.
Yeah, and they'll learn a lot from this experience going to state. Like you said, they were going for their fourth title in 9 years. I mean, it's just Mike has the program now where it just reloads. It doesn't rebuild, it just reloads.
Right.
And they'll be right back in the hunt again next year.
As is the case so often in regional semifinals, in state semifinals, it's ace versus ace. And it's a scant single run somewhere throughout the ballgame that often tips the scales. And that was the case in the Minster win over Cincinnati Christian in the regional. We've seen it happen time and time again. Here today, it's Austin Brown throwing a gem, and he's outpitched ever so slightly by Jay Lucart. He gives up two hits, no runs. Brown gives up two hits, one run, and that's the ball game. A sack bunt, a sack fly, the margin of difference for Hillsdale's lone tally in the second inning.
Hillsdale was able to get the first two runners on in the second, and that produced the run. They only had two runners reach consecutively one other time in the third inning. Minster only had two batters reach in a row once in the fourth inning, but that was with two out.
Right.
And like you said, just the little things like that make the difference.
Minster Wildcats off this baseball team graduate Noah Enneking, Mike Kettner, Jack Heitbrink, Owen Dorston is a 12th grader. August Bainline is a senior. I'm not sure that I missed any seniors. Enneking, Mike Kettner, Heitbrink, Dorston, and August Bainline. A wealth of talent for Minster in that sophomore junior class. This Minster Wildcats team with ace Austin Brown back next year will be rock solid for sure. No question about it. Might be one of the top two or three favored teams in the Midwest Athletic Conference, in which Minster finished 4-5 this year, ported on down the stretch, 10-7 at one point, won 12 in a row, but falls here in the state semifinal to a red-hot pitcher, Jay Lucart for Hillsdale, who's headed to Wright State. Congrats to him. It was a dazzling performance. Equally sparkling today for Minster was Austin Brown. But a single run decided the contest. We saw Springboro lose 4-0 to Menor in a state semifinal in Division I. Cleveland St. Ignatius and Hilliard Darby went 13 innings, only 7 runs scored in that game. Phenomenal pitching as well, 4-3. Ignatius won it, and remarkable pitching on the mound here in this state semifinal in Division 4. Austin Brown, the pitcher for Minster, edged ever so slightly by J. Lucart of Hillsdale, and he was every bit as good as billed, Matt.
Yeah, he showed today why he is a Division I recruit. When Minster did pose their threat, and he walked a couple batters there in the fourth, he bounced right back and struck out Adam Kentner, looking to end the threat and pretty much hold Minster at bay the rest of the way.
2 singles, no runs for Minster, a base knock by Noah Henneking to right center, an infield base hit that hit the tip end of the glove of Lucart, the pitcher for Hillsdale. That was off the bat of Jacob Niemeyer. Those the only 2 base hits in this entire game for Minster. I say that, and Hillsdale had only 2 as well. They had 3 total.
3.
My mistake. 3 for Hillsdale. A run, 3 hits for Hillsdale. No runs, 2 hits for Minster. And not an error in this extremely well-played defensive game.
And extremely quick game.
Yes.
Less than an hour and a half.
Uh-huh. Well, that'll do it from here at Canal Park in Akron. Obviously, with Minster not advancing to the state championship game on Sunday, we will not be returning. We'll have high school football for you the last Friday of August, and more than likely our season opener to kick off the gridiron in the fall of 2019 will be Fort Loramie at Minster to begin the campaign.
August 30th.
Yep, it's at the latest start we've had for high school football in the state of Ohio in quite some time. And oftentimes 2 Fridays in August to get the season launched. This year, the next to last day of the month is a Friday, and that is when high school football is initiated here in 2019. And we'll have it for you more than likely at Fort Loramie at Minster to kick off football in 2019. So much fun to follow high school baseball, and this year the run by the Minster Wildcats, who fall just short in their bid for a 4th state championship in the last 9 years. Runners-up in 2003, state semifinalists here in 2019, state championships in 11, 12, and 2 years ago in 17. Not too shabby. Mighty good.
Especially coming from the district and regional that they play.
Oh, yeah. Wins over Van Wert, Lincolnview, and New Bremen. 2 clubs that were higher seeded than Minster heading into sectional and district play.
Both state ranked.
Yes, each one state ranked. Lincolnview number 2 in the state, in fact, at the time Lincolnview played Minster in the district semi. Minster 4-5 in the Midwest Athletic Conference, 10-7 at one point in the season. Then head coach Mike Wiss's team reeled off 12 in a row before being nipped here today by Jay Lucart and Hillsdale. The pitcher, Lucart, was sensational. 2 hits for Minster, and it's a 1-0 final. Minster is edged out.
Yeah, it was quite a season for the Wildcats. They came on strong there. Like you said, they had 7 losses at one point.
Yep.
What, 5 of those coming against the MAC, and the other 2 were Loramie and Anna.
Yeah, driving here today, Matt, I wasn't really sure about this long haul to Akron, but this facility is terrific. It's beautiful. I like it better than Fifth Third, even, and perhaps even better than Huntington. You can't ask for the accommodations to be any better. We're in Suite 210 on the suite level, sponsored by the National Interstate Insurance Corporation, and couch, sofa, grill, running water, everything you could ask for, and just to the first base side of home plate, what a perch. And it was so much fun. Unfortunately, Minster could not pull this one out of the fire, as the Wildcats have so often this season.
Yeah, like you said, when we first drove up here today, and we come to the ballpark, and the streets are all torn up, you couldn't. It was hard to find a parking spot.
Right.
Just because of the street construction, everything. And we just didn't know what to expect. Boy, were we pleasantly surprised here today.
Indeed. Indeed.
We know that Canal Park is hosting the tournament again next year. And I can see there being a possibility of them hosting it in years to come.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised that a Midwest Athletic Conference representative isn't here in this state Final Four. I would think the MAC would have three or four very strong teams vying to advance to the Southwest Regional in Division Four, which is the step before Canal Park here in Akron. And Minster is going to be right in the mix next season for certain, no doubt about it. Enjoy your summer and rejoin us on scoresbroadcast.com last Friday of August. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee with High School Football on Scores, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Quickly highlighting our underwriting sponsors one final time for this high school sports season, which technically ends today with the close of high school baseball and the state tournament here in Akron, our coverage of Minster. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 locations, Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News, great sports page coverage. Thanks as well to Regal Trophy and Awards, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Maury's Landing Restaurant in Minster, across from Lake Loramie, Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, new underwriting sponsor. Step by step by step, Eilerman will work with you each step of the way to the remodeling of your home, a home addition, or the creation of a new home from scratch. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. Thanks as well to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store in Sydney. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? In between, just south of Botkins. Food's not in between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. And Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include eight expanding divisions. For Chuck McBee, who wasn't here at Akron with us for this state tournament, he was back at home working his regular 40 to 50-hour-a-week job, which goes Monday through Friday and sometimes beyond. For Chuck, for Matt Zerker alongside here at Canal Park in Akron, I'm Jack Kramer, saying we'll talk to you once again August 30th, Fort Loramie Minster football, here on Scores. Final score, once again, Division 4, state semifinal, Hillsdale 1, Minster nothing, on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.